that's the prior piece of legislation was the for-profit. What's the difference here now?
The prior piece of legislation was Chapter 5, which is the for-profit business corporation section. This is Chapter 15, which deals exclusively with cooperative corporations.
Cooperative and nonprofits?
They're treated both as nonprofit, for-profit, not necessarily under the statute, but pursuant to 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, which defines the terms under which they can claim nonprofit status.
Okay, one last question, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Abbott, in the code revisions, putting this together, has there been any public hearings on the document?
Yes, there have been.
Are there history of that or any minutes from those meetings?
And there are, and those have previously been furnished to the legislature, and I would be pleased to provide you with information on those hearings, so desire.
Mr. Abbott, our committee staff hasn't received those yet. If you could give our committee staff a copy of those also.
Mr. Chairman, the minutes of all of the meetings are routinely sent to Legislative Council and to legislators for their review, and they probably get lost in the shuffle.
Sure.
But I will make sure that you get that information.
Thank you very much. Representative Boucher.
Mr. Abbott is in my district, and I happen to know that this is one of those jobs that are kind of like when I was lieutenant governor, and we had the administrative code of this state stuck in all corners of the state, and it was an absolute chaos. And we undertook the job to do it, and I think it required about this much, and just the sheer weight of the work was overwhelming. But we got on with it, and I was proud to say that one of the accomplishments that I had during that period of time was to have an administrative code that people can utilize. And I know how hard he's worked on this, and I think that just by the sheer effort, and I have the greatest respect for the work that he's done. I know it's overwhelming, but I just have a lot of respect for his integrity and the way he approached things, and I know I don't understand this, but I think it ought to get on the agenda. All the work that they put into it last year, just because of the sheer weight, it stopped. You know, somebody says, my God, I think we had Halford's bill over, which was
condominium
bill, and yeah. After that one went through, everybody was one eye. I think that this is bringing into line good public policy, and I would recommend that we somehow or other, even with the tremendous amount of work that you have, maybe you tend to move things along in an expeditious manner this year, and maybe we might just get at least it on the table. So I would recommend that you do everything you can to fit it in, and I do know Mr. Abbott is always available to sit down and discuss, but they have put an awful lot of effort. I just have one specific question. In the area of foreign cooperatives, has that been updated, or has that essentially been added in here?
That's been updated also to the extent that foreign corporations are required to make certain minimum disclosures to the Division of Corporations. They're still required under existing law to meet certain certification requirements. This bill is not intended to impose any onerous or additional requirements other than those necessary for the Division to operate. And of course, the Division of Corporations has worked with the Code Commission for approximately 6 years, and it's worked on three of the corporation codes that the Commission has undertaken to work on.
Through the chair, basically hasn't been this where the foreign cooperatives or corporations, it's been a little bit loose, has it not?
It's been loose in terms of obligation. Foreign corporations are sometimes loath to disclose the same minimum basic information that domestic corporations are required to. And again, without placing an onerous burden on foreign corporations, this attempts to extract from them the same information that you extract from a domestic corporation.
Which makes a level playing field.
Yes.
Any further questions for Mr. Abbott? Mr. Copen.
Representative Boucher also.
Yes, I'm with delight.
At least the motion is
Mr. Chairman, let me suggest this. This is a very, very healthy document. What I'd like to see us do is see the chair do a set of work session with this committee and let's us go through it. And then, based upon that, do the introduction, because they're going to produce a lot of paper. And I think this committee ought to really walk through it before we do that.
Which committee?
Representative Fernstein.
This Labor Commerce Committee.
I really respect that suggestion. I'm just thinking that this is such a unique situation, so big, that it might be good to get it out for the public. But having it read across the floor, I think we might cause some eyebrows to go up. And I think we'd get a lot of people suddenly getting an interest in it. And it certainly wouldn't be the chair's intent to proceed, you know, in any kind of rapidity in this bill.
You couldn't.
We just can't do it. But if we got it out there, I think we'd get some public input. We might be able to hear some things from the people about, you know, how we could adjust it.
Okay.
If we keep it to ourselves, I don't think we'll get the exposure that it may need to get all the suggestions we may need to get a better, you know, to refine it.
All right, guys, go do it. Put my time.
I just like to add for staff, what we think of is that if you introduce it, then documents has copies of it, and then we don't have to Xerox it.
Question.
Well, there was a motion. Is there any objection to introducing this as a Labor and Commerce bill at this time? Seeing no objection, we'll proceed.
Then we can talk about it.
Put the bill in the hopper.
Now I can go home.
We've got one more piece of legislation before us, and that, Representative Furness, you hammered out the proposal you'd like on the hazardous payment certificate.
Does everyone have a copy of that?
Yeah. My understanding is that this incorporates some of the Senate amendments and the...
I'm not sure if it incorporates the Senate amendment. It does include those kinds of things that the industry wanted, that Harvey
Lindisman.
Yeah, right, that he wanted. And it also answers some of the objections to the Senate bill that I've been receiving in the mail in response to it. So
it incorporates amendments asked for by the Department of Labor.
Right.
And it incorporates a concern that the Senate has expressed in one of their hearings on this measure, and that was just that employer be defined in such a way so that a certain senator who owns a boat is able to hire somebody to paint the bottom of his boat and not have to get them certified to do so. That is taken care of in this bill now.
I move that we give the bill to the clerk for approval.
Is there objection to the motion? No objection, the motion passes. I would just ask before we go, I know you're in a hurry, take a look at our calendar for next week. We did something a little bit different next week. We put up several bills on Tuesday we may not get to, just so we'd fill up our time, and then we've got a notice that we may bring those up again Thursday. So just be aware of the calendar. It's a little different than we're used to. Representative Boucher. I think that's on, it's listed as Tuesday, may not get taken up till Thursday. Is that right?
That's correct. It's
right.
On the Tuesday calendar. It's also on Thursday in case we need it.
Okay. That's all right.
Before I call
my noon,
we'll
get everybody. Okay, time's 3:15. The meeting's adjourned.